WRCO Sports. I am Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Today in high school softball, Lacrosse Logan defeated River Valley 2-1 in one of the games played at the Lacrosse Logan Triangular. Girls soccer, Platteville Lancaster and Belleville New Glarus tied at 1, and Mount Horeb was a 1-0 winner over Platteville Lancaster. Last night in softball, Richland Center was a winner over DeSoto 14-0. Riverdale defeated Royal 11-9 in a game played in Lacrosse yesterday at Loggers Stadium. Fenimore 7-4 over Dodgeville. It was softball action for Seneca over Cashton 15-2 as well. In baseball action from last night, a game heard on WRCO, River Valley 8, Richland Center 1. Riverdale shut out Southwestern by a score of 4-0. Potosi-Cassville 15-2 over Highland as well. And Reedsburg defeated Richland Center in soccer last night 2-0. Yesterday, the Brewers lost to the Nationals 7-3. Washington reached base three times on bunts in the inning after attempting just one bunt in its first 12 games. With a score of 3-3, Trevor McGill hit C.J. Abrams with a pitch leading off the ninth. Also, Joey Weimer reached on a bunt single to the third base side. Luis Garcia hit an RBI single up the middle for a 4-3 lead. And the Brewers fell behind for good. Game two of the three-game series will be played at American Family Field. First pitch time, 6:10 tonight. You can hear the broadcast of the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game starts at 5:35. Milwaukee's Jackson Chirio is not ready yet to swing a bat as he recovers from a fractured left hand sustained March 4th while playing for Venezuela in an exhibition game ahead of the World Baseball Classic. Chirio had a scan of the hand on Thursday, and Brewer manager Pat Murphy says it is healing. A.J. Green made 11 three-pointers to set the Bucks single-game record and scored a career-high 35 points last night in a 125-108 victory over the Brooklyn Nets. Green shot 11 of 16 from the three-point line. Ray Allen holds Milwaukee's single-season record with 229 three-pointers. Green increased his season total to 227. Giannis Antetokounmpo missed a 14th straight game in what could have been his final home game as a Buck. Wisconsin and Denver are clashing for college hockey's national championship today. Wisconsin is aiming for its first title since 2006. The Badgers represent the Big Ten, which already holds national titles in football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. A win would mark an unprecedented achievement for the conference. Denver seeks its third title in 5 years. The game also highlights a rivalry between the Big Ten and the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. The Badgers lead 1-0 after one period of college hockey. The Eagles acquired wide receiver Dontavian Wicks from the Packers this week for 2 draft picks. The day that the Packers were making the deal, they chose to be anonymous about it, but it looks like the Packers will receive a 5th-round pick in this month's NFL draft and a 2027 6th-round pick. Wicks, who turns 25 in June, spent the last 3 seasons with the Packers. He has 108 catches for 1,328 yards and 11 touchdowns in 46 career games. Michigan coach Dusty May has agreed on a deal that will have him continuing to lead the Wolverines for many years to come, according to athletic director Ward Manuel. Manuel made the comment today during a ceremony celebrating Michigan's NCAA tournament championship. May led Michigan to a national title in his second season on the job after inheriting a program that went 8-24 the year before his arrival. And Pat's run began in 2004 as a way to honor the legacy of Pat Tillman, who walked away from an NFL career to serve his country in the wake of September 11th. The run, which started as a gathering of friends following the Army Ranger's death in Afghanistan by friendly fire, has blossomed into a 4.2-mile run walk that draws 30,000 people to the desert each year. Working as choral leaders are the Tillman Scholars, a 1,000-person collection of uber achievers who embody the leadership and selflessness that Tillman exhibited. Serving as leaders allows the Tillman Scholars to interact with runners from all walks of life, from parents pushing children in strollers to firefighters completing the course in full gear. That is a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.